Undergraduate students at the Cooper Union have been receiving a tuition-free education for over a century, but that will change starting in the fall of 2014. Today, the school's Board of Trustees said that's when it will start charging the incoming class about $20,000 in tuition a year. Founder Peter Cooper launched Cooper Union in 1859 with the goal of giving working-class New Yorkers a quality education at no charge. But the school has been struggling financially. Trustees have already decided to start charging graduate students tuition beginning this September. Joining us to talk about the change at Cooper Union is school president Jamshed Barusha. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
In the Board of Trustees statement, it talked about the debate over this. It's been a long process, 18 months, several Board of Trustees decisions delayed. Now that the decision has been made and has been announced, what's going through your mind?
Well, Cooper Union will be in an extremely strong position going forward to maintain its superb academic standards and be a model in affordability and access. We will still be 50% of the tuition of most other colleges, and those are the priorities for the institution, academic quality and access, in keeping with Peter Cooper's vision that those who can least afford it be able to go.
So there will be some students who will still be able to attend Cooper Union free of charge?
Absolutely.
And how will that decision get made?
It'll be based on the federal financial aid form that students fill out who request financial aid. And there's a pretty standard calculation of expected family contribution. And Cooper Union will have a very strong financial aid package based on need, on top of the merit scholarship of 50% that all admitted undergraduates will receive.
Students, of course, have been very upset about this proposal. Last December, some staged a protest, barricading themselves in a room at the school. Educators, too, have been outraged, saying Cooper Union is going back on its core mission. Architecture professor David Gersten had this to say about the Board of Trustees announcement today.
Education is a human right, and nobody has the credibility to make that argument better than the Cooper Union, and they just threw that credibility overboard. And the fact that they just squander that for some cash flow deficit is absurd.
President Barusha, what brought you and the board to this decision?
I think a very responsible confronting of the finances. The institution for too long has tried to maintain its full tuition scholarship policy, but with actions that in retrospect have proven to be temporary or delaying the problem. We have confronted this, I think, in an extremely responsible way. Not confronting it would have been irresponsible. It places the institution on a stable, sustainable, and strong financial path to be able to be strong academically and make the kinds of contributions to New York City and the nation that we were intended to make. And it's quite understandable that some people are going to be upset, but none of them, including the faculty member you quote, has presented even a remotely plausible alternative.
Not even selling some of the land the school owns, most notably land under the Chrysler Building, or looking at options that some of the different schools proposed, like smaller classes, like summer school, none of that?
Well, the options that for new programs like summer school will be launched, and the undergraduate scholarship policy that we are announcing factors in already some of those new revenues. Otherwise, it would be even worse. But in terms of selling land, Cooper Union has sold lots of assets over the years, including real estate assets, and has leveraged assets. And it would be a mistake to sell any more assets because they are the seed corn of the future. It is the responsible thing to do, to preserve one's assets and make sure that one has a sustainable financial model for the future. So those proposals would have been roundly rejected because we're taking the long view for the future. We owe it to generations of students to be able to enjoy the kind of educational transformation that Cooper Union offers at a very high quality and at a very low cost.
Cooper Union President Jamshed Barucha, thank you so much for joining us here on WNYC.
My pleasure.